我们人活着，总是为了一个目标而活。
When we live, there's a goal in our life.
读书的人啊，就是希望他读书啊，毕业以后能够找到一个好的工作。
And for students, they hope once they graduate, they'll be able to find a good and steady job.
那找到工作以后呢，就是希望能够步步高升啊。
And after finding a job, they, step by step, they will increase their status.
那当人达到一个目标以后啊，大家都相信啊，我们的明天呢会过得更好。
And once we reach that goal or the goal, then we would feel much better about our life.
所以人们呢总是为了明天呢而奋斗而努力。
So we strive for things of tomorrow.
啊，一直的往前走。
And we continually step forward.
可是事实啊，有时候不是这样子。
But in reality, sometimes our life is not like this.
因为有时候很多的阻碍啊，挡在我们的面前。
Because there are many obstacles before our life.
总让我们觉得很灰心
and we are disheartened.
啊，让我们不想再往前走
and it makes us not want to move forward.
啊，甚至会被自己的恐惧啊打倒
Sometimes our own fears will defeat us.
会被自己的挫折感啊、失败感啊所打倒
Sometimes our own failures and wrongs will defeat us.
我们就不能够过着一个更美好的明天
And because of this, we cannot live a more beautiful tomorrow.
可是有时候人们又在想想
But we need to think.
其实我需要这样子有这个挫折感吗
Do I need to have this, this attitude that I'm wrong or I've done wrong?
Frustration.
Oh, frustration.
我还可以再继续往前走啊。
I can still move forward.
做经过了一番的思考，一番的调整自己的心态以后。
So after we examined ourselves and we thought about it,
可以再重新出发。
Then we can, again move forward.
啊，虽然是跌倒了，但是呢，再重新站起来。
Although we fell, but we can stand up again.
那有的那个站起来以后，那个力量就比以前的力量更大。
And the strength that we gain from, when we get up is more than when we have fell.
啊，他就能够过着一个很好的生活，啊，可能事业呢更成功。
And so we gain the strength, and in the future we'll have more success.
所以圣经也是告诉我们要重新得力。
So the Bible tells us we have to renew our strength.
啊，所以有时候我们好像在困难当中。
And many times we're in our times of difficulties.
啊，在挫折、在失败当中。
And our frustration is in our failures.
还是有很多困难的摆在我们眼前，但我们不敢再往前走。
And many times the difficulties are in front of us, and we are not able to move forward.
啊，这个时候我们就要看看圣经怎么教导我们重新得到力量。
And at this time, we have to see what the Bible teaches us about renewing our strength.
因为这是一个很现实的问题。
And this is a very realistic.Problem.
人家俗语说，人生不如意的事情呢，总就十之有八九不如意 ，unfavorable.
Oh, unfavorable.
Yeah. 人生啊，碰到这个不如意的，比如你啊不顺利的时候啊，大概十个会有八九个。
Oh, so there's a saying that says we may encounter eight problems or eight out of in ten things we may encounter eight of the problems in our life.
那我们看圣经啊，怎么教导我们
？Let's see what the Bible teaches us.
以赛亚书。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书四十章。
Isaiah chapter 40.
以赛亚书四十章二十七节。
Isaiah chapter 40, verse 40.
雅各啊，你为何说啊，我的道路向耶和华隐藏啊？以色列啊，你为何说啊，我的冤屈？神并不查问二十八，你岂不曾知道吗？你岂不曾听见吗？永生的神在，永生的神耶和华创造地极的主，并不疲乏也不困倦，他的智慧无法测度。二十九，疲乏的他是能力，软弱的他加力量。三十，就是少年人也要疲乏困倦，强壮的全然跌倒。三十一，但那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑并不困倦，行走并不疲乏。那这一段呢，主要的重点的经文呢是在三十一节。
And the key verse is in verse 31.
说等候神的啊，等候主的啊，必重新得力。
It says those who wait on the Lord, their strength shall be renewed.
那圣经呢？当时写说耶和华
，and the Bible may say Jehovah。
那当然，耶和华是一个错误的拼音啊，本来正确的字啊是亚卫，嗯，等过亚卫的必重新得力。
But the correct translation should be Yahweh。
那亚伯亚就是以色列人，这个要强调，这以色列人所拜的神就是亚伯。
And the Israelites, they emphasize this word Yahweh.
所以当我们提到亚伯的时候，就是指证以色列人所拜的神也是雅各的神。
So in other words, when they say Yahweh, it is the God that belongs to Jacob and it's the God of Israel.
因为以前的时候啊，人们不知道拜这位神。
Because a long time ago, they did not know to worship this God.
人们就是多神哈。这个厨房也是神啊，这个石头也是神，河川也是神，山也是神，什么都是神。
Because back then they had different gods, gods of the river, gods of the clouds, gods of the air.
那神就亲自向亚伯拉罕显现。
And so this, so God appeared to Abraham.
啊，介绍他自己就是独一的神。
And to introduce himself and saying he is the true God.
那这个独一的神呢、啊，对亚伯拉罕的信心呢帮助很大。
And this one true God helped Abraham's faith.
因为亚伯拉罕呢，他本来是不能够生育的，那后来啊，因为全神告诉他，他是全能的神，能够使他本来不能够生育的，能够生一个男孩。
Because God has told Abraham that he had a difficulty, and God resolved that difficulty by granting him a son.
所以这位神呢，就是很可畏的神。
And this God is very precious.
因为他是全能的神。
And he's all-powerful God.
所以他们亚伟这个是有特殊的定义的，特别的。
So this Yahweh is very unique.
啊，对以色列人来说，对当时亚伯拉罕来说是很特别的。
And for the Israelites and for Abraham, it is very unique.
那亚伯拉罕把这个信息啊，再告诉他的儿子以撒啊，以撒再告诉他的儿子雅各。
So Abraham told his son Isaac, Isaac told his son Jacob.
所以这几代的先祖们。先祖们这个信仰的先祖们他们都一直提到全能的神。
So throughout the generation, they talked about this one true God.
所以以后的旧约圣经就一直提到以色列的神雅各的神就是指的这位全能的神他是很雅各他是很特别的。
So that's why we see, when we read, it says the God of Jacob, the God of Isaac, this is very unique, this is Yahweh.
他是独一的。
And this is the only one.
所以等候那以色列神的必重新得力。
So those who wait for the Lord, their strength shall be renewed.
那他们要好像鹰啊展翅上腾。
And says they shall mount out with wings like eagles.
这重新得力以后的效果啊，就跟鹰啊来做个比较。
So when our strength is renewed, we are just like an eagle.
那为什么圣经要提到说好像鹰啊展翅上腾，不是说好像其他的动物，还是其他的？鸟类。
So why did the Bible use eagles instead of a pigeon or other birds or animals?
因为这个鹰啊是很特别的动物。
And we know eagles are very unique creatures.
鹰啊大概可以活到80岁，像人一样。
And eagles they can last and live until around 80 years old, like mankind.
那它的生活呢，大概可以分成两部分。
And their life is in two stages.
一般的鹰啊，第一个阶段是活到40岁。
And eagles.First of all, their life is maybe up to 40 years old.
那因为从小鹰啊到大鹰
，and from infant to the adult.
因为它的喙子啊，它这个啊喙子就它的嘴巴、啊，就一直长，一直长，一直长。
And their beak will continually grow.
而且弯度还越来越大。
And it will be larger and larger and more curved.
那它弯了，弯到靠近自己的脖子啊，靠近自己的脖子。
And will curve until it's in the direction of their own throat.
因为它是向内弯呢、啊。
Because it curves inward.
所以到40岁的时候，他的这个喙子啊，他的嘴巴简直啊，这不能够吃东西的。
So when they're 40, they're not able to eat.
所以就很难生存
了。And it's very difficult to survive.
所以这个时候，他必须要做一个选择。
And at this time, they make a decision.
他只有两条路可以走。
They have two roads ahead of them.
一条路就等死。
One is to wait for death.
因为他嘴巴靠近自己的脖子，这不能够吃到东西啊。
Because the beak is in and it's folded inward towards them, and they're not able to eat.
那他就会处于饥饿状态，那饥饿太久了，自然就死亡。
And they may starve, and if they starve, they will die.
那另外一个选择呢
？The other option.
他还是有机会啊，生存下来。
Opportunity to survive.
他必须要飞到那个岩石的旁边啊，那个石头旁边，很硬的石头旁边。
They have to fly next to a rock.
然后呢，要在那边呢隐藏五个月。
And they stay there for 5 months.
在这个五个月当中，他就做一个重新啊，这个整装啊，把他那个喙子啊，往岩石啊，一直雕，一直琢磨，一直琢磨，一直琢，把这个本来的很长的给它磨掉了。
And they will hit against the rock and to correct their beak.
然后磨掉以后呢，那个新的喙子、新的嘴巴再长出来。
And then, once that happens, their beak fall off, and they'll grow another one.
啊，要等啊，等很久才会长出来啊。
And this is a long process.
啊，而且他在磨琢磨这个期间也会痛啊，嘴巴会痛啊。
And when they were in this process, it hurts their mouth and beak.
可是这段痛苦的时间过去以后
，But after this time has lapsed.
啊，一直等到他旧的完全脱落了，然后新的再慢慢长出来。
Once their old beak falls off and a new one starts growing.
啊、长出来以后他就把他本来太多的羽毛因为羽毛太多他就飞得不好所以把羽毛太多太厚的羽毛、啊、一根一根的拔掉
and also at this time that he will shed his feathers
所以这是一个他的重新、啊、得到力量的一个过程
and this is their, the process they go through、
啊、这个过程假如过去以后他还可以再活另外一个40年
so if they go through this process then they have another opportunity for 40 more years
因为他的全身就像婴孩一样
Because their life is just like an infant.
所以他到40岁的时候对他来讲是一个转折点很重要的时刻。
So when they're 40 years old, for eagles, it is, it's a time when they transition in their life.
因为他必须要选择死亡还是要选择经过一个痛苦的阶段以后再重新出发重新得力。
Because they have a choice, either wait for death or go through this hardship.
所以圣经才说但他等候神的、啊、必重新得力他们要如鹰、啊、展翅上腾。
So those who wait for the Lord, their strength are renewed, and they will be like just the eagles.
那上腾啊，就是好像另外一个目标啊。
And to mount up their wings and going wings is like just another goal.
就是飞往一个更美好的未来，更美好的明天。
And flying to a more beautiful place.
就这个是我们一个正常基督徒的写照啊。
So this is what eagles go through.
啊，这个是神的应许。
And this, but this is God's promise.
因为神应许要我们过一个更美好的明天。
Because God wants us to have a more beautiful tomorrow.
我们能够为主耶稣做见证。
So we can testify for Lord Jesus Christ.
也能够让神啊得到荣耀。
So we can glorify God's name.
这是神的应许。
And this is God's promise.
但是我们要怎么样能够重新得力
？So how do we renew our strength?
啊，这段圣经呢告诉我们几个原则。
This the Bible tells us a few principles.
那一个人要重新得力的，必须要有几个前提啊，他才能够重新得力啊。
前提，
必须他要先做些什么事情。
So for a person to renew their strength, they have to certain things must occur.
好像老鹰啊，他必须要下定决心。
For example, just like the eagles, they had to make this determination.
所以这段圣经也是告诉我们要重新得力以前的一个人啊，必须要面对神，还要面对自己。
So a person, Once their strength renewed, must face God and face himself.
好像当时的以利亚哈，他还是重新得力呀。
Just like Elijah when he regained strength.
因为他本来已经害怕一个妇人耶洗别。
And he was afraid of this Jezebel.
怕的话，他就逃走了。
And he was so afraid that he ran away.
他那时候啊，在心灵上是觉得很软弱的。
And on the mountain, he felt very weak.
因为心灵的软弱带给他肉体的软弱。
Because his heart was weak, so his flesh was also weak.
就有些时候，我们讲本来是肉体啊，这体力还很好啊。
Sometimes our physical strength bodies may be very well.
但是一个人假如有负面的思想，一直想说啊，我完了，我完了，我注定啊，这一生就是要失败的。
But if a person keeps on thinking disaster will come upon him,
我注定这一生啊，就不能够达到我的目标啊。
Then he will not able to reach his goal.
啊，被自己打败的。
Because they are defeated by themselves.
那以利亚他当时也是这样子啊。
So same thing.
他负面思想就带给他体力很虚弱。
So the internal issues that he had gave him weakness.
那神为了要让他重新得力。
But God wanted to renew his strength.
所以神就让他认识啊，神是怎么样的一位神呢、啊、
？So God revealed to him what kind of God he is.
那同时也让他认识自己。
And to also at the time realize who he is.
所以这一段呢，告诉我们要重新认识神呢、啊。
So this tells us we have to know on we have to know God.
要看28节。
Verse
28。你岂不曾知道吗？你岂不曾听见永生啊永在的神啊耶和华创造地级的主啊，并不疲乏也不困倦，他智慧呢无法测度啊，疲乏的他是能力，软弱的他加力量。所以这边提到。我们神是创造地级的主。
So here it tells us our God is the creator of the ends of the earth.
所以必须要了解我们的主才能够重新得力。
So we have to, and it's also we have to understand our Lord.
也就是要承认我们主啊是全能的神。
We have to understand that our Lord is all powerful.
因为他曾经创造地级。
Because he created
他创造世界,
He created the world.
他铺张穹苍,
He created all the fields.
啊, 我们请看耶利米书,
Let's turn to the book of Jeremiah.
11章, 第10章,
verse, chapter 10.
耶利米书第10章第10节,
chapter 10, verse 10.
第10节,
verse 10.
唯独主是真神, 唯独亚伯是真神, 是活神, 是永远的王。 他一发怒, 大地震动, 他一恼恨, 列国都担当不起, 啊, 再看12节。
Verse 12, let's read verse 12.
主用能力创造大地, 用智慧建立世界, 用聪明铺张穹苍。 所以我们这位神就是雅各的神, 以色列人所拜的神呢, 他用能力创造大地。
So this God, God of Israel and God of Jacob, he has created the earth by his powers. We know the earth is very mysterious.
有时候我们去天文馆参观,
Sometimes we go to a science museum.
好像看到星球啊, 每个星球都圆圆的,
we see all the planets are around.
没有四方形的,
There's no square planets.
也没有椭圆形的,
There's no cylinder planets.
也没有那个不规则形状的,
There's no odd-shaped planets.
很奇妙,
and it's very miraculous that all these are round.
这就连我们的地球呢，就我们现在住的这个地球还是圆的,
and also, the world we live in is spherical.
我们这个地球是悬挂在天空,
and it's in the middle of space.
不但是悬挂在天空, 而且还会自转,
and not only in the middle of space, but it rotates.
这个谁让它转的?
So who let it turn?
我们想想,
we can think.
地球那么大,
the world is so large.
要多少的马力, 假设把这个神的作为除去的话, 要让它发生的话, 要用多少的马力, 多少机器, 啊, 才能够让地球转。
Can we imagine how much horsepower it takes to make such an earth rotate?
是不可能的。
And it is for us, it's impossible for us to do this.
但是不用马力啊, 不用什么东西, 它自己会转啊。
But we don't need horsepower, it just turns by itself.
还没有人类的时候, 地球就已经在转了。
Because before man, the earth was already rotating.
机器发明以前, 地球已经在转了。
Before creation of any mechanics, the earth was turning.
电脑, 这个超级电脑被发明以前, 这个天体, 天上天体已经在那边转动了。
Even before computers, the heavens and everything, they were already in existence.
就说神能力, 让它转的,
and this tells us God's power allowed it to rotate.
要用智慧啊, 建立世界,
uses wisdom.
世界就指着这个自然界,
this world is what we have seen.
啊, 自然界里面就是充满着神的智慧,
and this world is full of God's wisdom.
我们出去一看, 你眼睛所看到都是神的智慧。
When we go outside, we take a look and we see God's wisdom.
我们现在是春天了。Now
it's spring.
我们一出去看看, 看这个树木已经在发嫩长叶子。
When we go outside, we see the trees are budding.
冬天啊, 它就死亡了, 这个叶子都掉光了。
And during the winter, all the leaves fall and dies.
那为什么他知道这个时间顺序啊?
And how do they know the seasons?
有没有电脑的指令告诉他说, 你就是要这样去运转, 时候到啊, 你就要怎么样怎么样。
Do the trees have computers telling them that you should do this and that during these seasons?
没有电脑告诉他,
There's no computers telling them
what to do. 就这样子,
and it's very natural for them to go through this process.
我们再看天上,
and when we look at skies,
都是神的作为啊, 神的智慧,
and it's created by God.
再看我们自己的人体,
and we look at our own bodies.
我们观察这个手一伸出来,
if we take a look at our hands,
我们表面上看的是五根手指头,
we see five fingers.
大家现在有学医的啊, 您有学个解剖学, 这个里面有多少块的骨头啊?
And how many bones do we have in our five fingers? There are many.
当然读医的话，他就知道说里面有几根手指头啊,
so for medical,
几根骨头啊,
for medical doctors, they'll be able to tell you how many there is.
那人体里面神经啊, 多长啊, 那个加起来, 地球可以绕很多圈啊。
And how many, and how long is our veins or our intestines? They're able to wrap the world.
这个是很奥妙的, 很奇妙的。
And all this is very mysterious.
有一次因为我陪我太太去这个抽神经, 牙齿啊, 痛, 所以抽神经。
So once I went with my wife to get a root canal.
那个牙医说, 你看这个白白的就是神经。
And the dentist said, "You see this white substance?
That's the root." 哎，好像抽不完了，哎，怎么还没抽完呢？一直抽，里面都是神经啊。
And he would keep on pulling, and it seems like the root was quite long.
我看那些一颗牙齿嘛，一颗牙齿加起来就一尺多的长啊。
And I think
可能不止啊。
The root that came out is probably a feet or so. Or more.
因为很多啊，抽好像抽不完。
It's a lot, and it's long.
哦，你看，那么全身的神经有多少？
And can you imagine how much nerves we have in our bodies?
啊，怎么传达这个神经之间这个神经元呢？怎么传达指令？你痛的时候，哎，他就马上知道。
And how does your brain and your nerves know that you feel the sensation of pain?
速度很快的。
And it's very fast when you feel this pain.
所以人体里面也有电子啊，也有原子啊，原子啊，电子，electronic.
So our bodies, we have electrical impulse.
我们里面有很多元素啊。
And
elements.
And different elements.
所以这是一个很奇妙的。 很奇妙的身体啊,
and it's very mysterious body.
所以我们眼睛所看到的其实都是充满着神的智慧。
So the things that we see with our eyes is full of God's wisdom.
就是我们看到这个木板啊, 木板里面也是有很多元素存在的。
So when we see, for example, the wood,
它为什么会成长?
Or trees, they grow.
哦，为什么又那么坚硬? 为什么又那么这个木头那么的坚硬?
And the substance is very, very hard.
所以里面都是充满着神的智慧。
But all this is full with God's wisdom.
用，还要用智慧啊，来用聪明铺张穹苍。十二节，Chapter 10，耶利米书，verse 12，最后一句话啊，用聪明铺张穹苍。十章十二节。
Yeah, this was established by the word of his wisdom.
对，来了最后一段。
Stretch out the heavens at his discretion.
用聪明啊铺张穹苍。
So he stretched out, has stretched out the heavens at his discretion.
说哪一个星球摆在哪里，哪一个星球摆在哪里。
So God orders the planets according to where they should be.
那摆错了，人类就会遭到毁灭的。
And we know that if the planets are in disarray or different order, then it will be destructive.
那我们主啊，又不疲倦，又不困乏。
And we know our God does not grow weary or tired.
我们不管在哪里，他都可以看得到，他都可以帮助我们。
And at all times, He's able to see us and to help us.
就在晚上，他可以帮助我们呢。
Just for example, during the evening, He's able to help us.
有时候晚上你要叫救护车，哎，很不方便呢。
Sometimes, for example, when we need the taxis.
有时候来不及呀。
Where we are late for. To get on a taxi.
但是神晚上也可以帮助我们。
But during the evening, God can help us.
有个老姐妹，她自己一个人住。
There's an elder sister who lived by herself.
有一天，她的眼睛，哎，怎么忽然逐渐就看不见什么东西的。
And one evening, her eyes were not able to see so clearly.
突然之间变成瞎眼。
And all of a sudden, she became blind.
哇，她内心就很紧张。
And she became very anxious.
她自己一个人住。
Because she was living by herself.
所以她就摸索啊，摸索啊。
So she was.
然后拿到个电话筒啊。
She was looking for a flashlight.
那她就按照她的记忆啊，就打电话给一位弟兄。
And she found a phone and called a brother.
啊，我现在眼睛啊，忽然之间看不见什么东西。
And she told his brother, all of a sudden my eyes went blind. I cannot see anything.
啊，那么弟兄就告诉他说，赶快呀，要送医院。
And the brothers told him, go to the hospital.
啊，这位老姐妹她就不愿意上医院。
But this elderly sister was not willing to go to the hospital.
啊，这样的话你要等到明天我才能够载你去，你这样你要等。
So the brother said, just wait until tomorrow, then maybe I can go and take you there tomorrow.
那这位老姐妹说，那没办法，就赶快祷告啊。
But the sister had no choice except to pray.
那祷告的时候，就一个意念进到她的脑筋里。
So when she prayed, there was a thought that came into her mind.
就叫她去洗那个清水啊。
And tell her to wash her eyes with water.
用清水洗她的眼睛。
To wash her eyes with water.
啊，洗了几次以后，她就慢慢看得到，慢慢看得到。
And after several times of washing, then her eyesight slowly regained her eyesight.
啊，经过大概一个小时以后，她的眼睛就复原了。
And after 1 hour, she was able to see.
所以她祷告以后，就有个意念告诉她说，你要这样子做。
So after she during her prayer, there was a thought that came in her mind.
神就告诉她。
And it was God telling her.
所以你看，神在晚上也可以帮助我们的。
See, God can help you during the evening.
所以神要帮助我们是不分时间空间的。
So God helps us beyond time and space.
不管我们在哪里，不管我们在任何时间啊，他都可以帮助我们。
So it doesn't matter what time of day it is, He's able to help us.
那不管我们在怎么样的恶劣的情况之下，他都有办法来帮助我们。
It doesn't matter where we are, He's able to help us.
因为他不疲乏，不需要休息的。
Because He does not grow weary and He does not grow tired.
他既然能够用能力啊来创造诸天地，当然他帮助我们呢、啊、是很容易的事情。
Because he created the earth by his powers, therefore it's easy for him to help us.
那第二个呢，我们要面对自己。
Second, we have to be able to face ourselves.
当然，大家都说我很了解我自己呀、
啊。We may say it many times, "Oh, I understand myself quite well."
那事实上，我们是不是真的了解自己
？But do we truly understand who we are?
那我们请看回来以赛亚书。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书四十章。
Isaiah chapter 40.
四十章的三十节。
Chapter 40, verse 30.
就是少年人也要疲乏困倦，强壮的也必全然跌倒。这是我们自己呀。
Verse 30 talks about us.
当然年轻人的话，他说我哪里会跌倒
？Because youth will say, "How can I be worried? How can I fall?"
年轻人说我晚上几个晚上可以不用睡觉的。
The youth will say.I'm able to work with little sleep.
我可以熬夜的，不睡觉。
I can pull all nighters easily.
几个晚上都没问题的。
And not sleeping for a few nights is easy.
嗯，这是现在年轻人呢、啊。
And this is our attitude.
那很多人呢、啊，都是一样啊，都是对自己啊充满着信心。
So many of us, we have a lot of faith in ourselves.
我们看见有很多年轻人呢、啊，
so、we see
跌倒啊
，when they fall.
你看那个有那个。啊、游泳的健壮呢、嗯、他在海水游泳的时候溺死了。
So for example, you see strong and、able youths who go out for a swim and they die in the ocean.
很多登山那个登山专家登山啊爬山那个登山专家他们死在山里头。
Or for example, a very well-known climber, a famous climber who died on the mountains.
他们都是很强壮的。
But they are already young and strong.
很强壮的人、啊、他很容易生气。
People who are strong, they are easily angry.
哎，他不想生气呀、
啊。Maybe they don't want to get angry.
他有时候经常就在吹胸，哎呀，我怎么要生气？我怎么要得罪另外一个人呢、啊、
？They may say, "Oh, how come I got angry at that person? I offended them."
啊，强壮的人、啊、他可能很容易嫉妒啊。
And a person who's strong, they may be able, they are, they could be easily envied.
他也不喜欢嫉妒别人呢、啊。
Or they may be envious of others.
嫉妒别人啊，怎么样？心里会很不舒服啊。
Because when they're envious, their heart is unsettled.
所以圣经说啊，嫉妒是骨中的腐烂呐、啊，朽烂。
So envious is rot to the bones in the heart.
嫉妒会伤害身体的。
And it'll hurt our bodies.
那谁要去伤害身体的？没有人。
And nobody wants to hurt their own bodies.
那可见呢，强壮的也会跌倒啊。
However, those who are strong, they can fall as well.
啊，有的人强壮的人在电视机的前面跌倒。
And for example, some who are strong on TV, they may fall.
一直看电视啊，受不了啊，他想要停也停不了啊。
They watch TV on ends hours and hours at a time.
有的少年人在电脑的前面跌倒。
And some youth, they fall right in front of the computer.
他被电脑控制了。
And they're controlled by the computer.
他一天二十四个小时，除了睡觉时间以外，啊，都是在电脑的前面。
Besides sleep, there are 24 hours in front of the computer.
所以这是人呐、啊，人也是有所软弱的。
And this is man, mankind. We are all weak.
所以神要让我们面对自己，就要了解自己的软弱。
So God wants us to let us face ourselves and to see our own weaknesses.
可是我们人呢，有个缺点，就是没有人愿意承认自己的软弱。
But we have a weakness, which is we are not able to.Say we have these weaknesses.
大家都说我是 number one 啊。
We all say that we're number one.
啊，事实上，人是不是 number one 呢？不是的。
But are we truly number one? We're not.
以前我还在做电脑生意的时候。
So, a while back when I was still working in computers.
啊，有很多客人呢会来，有时候他不买东西的话，也会来我的。店里呢，这样子逛一逛，哎，聊聊天呢。
There are some customers who they may not come and buy things, but they will have a chat with me.
啊，有的人啊，哇，很高傲。
Many are very
好像什么都懂啊。
Many boast and seems like they know about a lot about computers.
啊，就是我在跟他 讲这个电脑的事情呢，说要怎么用，哎，他不以为然，也是自己一直讲他自己的一套。
When I tell them how computers work and how it's supposed to function, they retorted and say their own thinking.
那我就问他一句话。
And I asked them one phrase, one word.
你头上的头发有几根
？How many strand of hair do you have on your head?
请你告诉我。
Please let me know.
哎，他说不出来啊。
And he cannot answer.
我说你不是很聪明吗
？Aren't you very smart?
你头上头发几根？他不知道。
You don't. If you think you're very smart, then you don't even know how many.
我说神啊，你看神，他我们头上几根头发都数过了。
Because we know God already counted the number of hair we have on our head.
天上星星有几个
？How many stars are there in the sky？
你知道吗
？Do you know？
他也不知道。
He doesn't know.
所以人呢是很多事情都不知道的。
So for mankind, we don't know many things.
人家要了解自己软弱，没关系，自己没有懂那么多，无所谓的。
But it's okay if we know understand our own weaknesses.
现在的人呢是要包装你不懂的，也要装个懂啊。
So in today's society, they're encouraged to say things that although we don't know, we may tell people we do.
但是圣经呢告诉我们呢不是这样子的。
But the Bible tells us this is not correct.
我们请看哥林多后书。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书十二章
Second Corinthians chapter 12
哥林多后书十二章第九节
Second Corinthians chapter 12 verse 9
哥林多后书十二章第九节
Second Corinthians 12 verse 9
他对我说啊，我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全，所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力庇护我。第十，我为基督的缘故就以软弱凌辱、极难、逼迫、困苦为可喜乐的，因为我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强的啊。那软弱呢，是被社会上所看来是很无能，这些好像是垃圾一样啊，怎么可以说自己是很软弱啊
？So, for a person who says they're weak in the eyes of society, it seems like this person is very pitiful. How can you say that you're weak?
那我可以告诉大家，事实上啊，敢承认自己软弱的人呢，是世界上最坚强的人，最聪明的人。
But for those who say they are weak, in reality, they are the strongest person and they are the most wise.
你看到以前呢，这个很多人啊在争天下啊，
so,
争王位啊。
So in the past, we know during the different kingdoms, people would fight for the throne.
那你看到，假设任何一个人，他说我很刚强，我很硬啊，我很行，我能力比你强。
A person may stand up saying, "I'm stronger than you, and I'll defeat you."
那他一定会被打败的。
He will be defeated.
那假设装的啊，我好像很软弱哈，我这。
But a person says, "Oh, you know, I'm so weak."
那个敌人啊，他就不花很多心思去对付你啊，因为你很软，他看啊，你说你很软弱，他就不会去注意你。
Because if you say you're weak, then the enemy would not put too much attention towards you.
他不会去防备你。
And he would not do anything.Against you.
他不会去嫉妒你。
And he will not even envy you.
我们在工作上班也是一样啊。
And at the workplace is similar.
只要你说，哎呀，我能力还不足，我需要学习的地方还很多。
So for example, at work, if you say, "Oh, you know, I need to learn more."
那别人就不会跟你拼啊。
Then people will not compete against you.
别人不会嫉妒你啊。
People will not envy you.
啊，你在公司就活得很好啊，做得很好啊。
Then a company we work at, then it's very peaceful.
那你要只要是想处处表现自己的能力。
But if you want to show everyone our abilities.
那就会招来很多麻烦。
Then many problems will occur.
所以保罗他有这个体验呢。
So Paul has this experience.
他说我在软弱的时候，神就帮助我。
So during my weakness is when God helps me.
那事实上他是有软弱是不错了。
It's very true that he has weakness.
因为他是人呢。
Because he is a person.
所以他说我软弱的时候，主的恩典就够有用的。
Because he says during my weakness, God's grace is sufficient for me.
我在软弱的时候，主就帮助我。
And in my weakness, God helps me.
我在刚强的时候，主就说你是很刚强，我就不需要帮助你。
And because when I say I'm strong, then God will say, "Oh, since you say you're strong, I don't need to help you."
我说很软弱的时候，主就帮助我。
So that's why when I say I'm weak, God will help me.
那我们再看回来。
Let's turn back.
以赛亚书四十章。
Isaiah chapter 40.
四十章
，Chapter 40, Isaiah，
二十九节
，Verse 29。
疲乏的他是能力，软弱的他加力量。啊，你看，疲乏的，只要你承认啊，疲乏的，你承认软弱的啊，主在帮助我们。
So a person who says they're weak, God will give them power.
就好像以利亚一样啊。
Just like Elijah.
那神带领他到山里头。
So God guided him to the mountain.
要让他面对自己。
And to face himself.
因为他藏起来呀。
Because he was hidden. He hid himself.
他害怕也许被人追杀他。
He was afraid of a person going after his life.
他才刚刚宣布胜利啊，杀死了很多的假先知啊。
And we know before that he killed so many false prophets.
怎么一夜之间就变成很软弱
？And how come all of a sudden he became this weak？
因为神要让他了解他自己也没有什么。你看，以前的胜利是神让他帮助，神帮助他得到胜利的。
Because God wants to tell him that it's God who helped him, and this time he is weak.
不是他本身的能力很好。
And it's not according to his powers or his own abilities that he is.
所以神要让他面对自己。
Done this, but God wants to let him see who he is.
原来啊，他自己也是很软弱的。
Because in reality, he's very weak.
可是一个人承认自己软弱以后
，But once a person realizes that they're weak,
那神就要帮助他，给他能力。
God will give them power.
加给他力量。
And to add strength.
让他重新得力
，and to increase the strength and renew.
让以利亚重新回到服事的岗位上
，and to let Elijah to return to back to life service.
所以神告诉以利亚说：“你回去。
”So God told him to return and go back.
因为已经给他力量说：“你再站起来。
”Because God gave him strength again to tell him to stand up.
你再往前走
，and to move forward.
你有很好的未来呀、
啊。You have a good future.
再看三十一节。
Let's turn to verse 31.
但他等候神的必重新得力、啊、他们必如鹰展翅上腾、啊。这边说最关键的怎么样重新得力要等候神。
So the most important concept here is that we have to wait on the Lord in order for our strength to be renewed.、
啊、一个人要认识神认识自己以后才会等候神。
So a person must know God and know themselves, then they're able to waitOn the Lord.
因为一个人假设认为自己什么都行，他就不需要等候神。
Because of a person who thinks they know all and can do all will not wait for God.
所以我们今天为什么说我们要传福音很困难呢
？That's why we say today when we preach the gospel it's difficult.
因为很多人认为啊，我的生活不需要神，我可以过得很好。
Because many people say, oh, my life is perfect. I don't need God.
所以他们就不需要等候神。
So they don't need to wait for God.
因为他们不认识神，也不认识自己。
Because they do notKnow who God is, and do they know who themselves are?
但是我们要认识神啊，认识自己，我们就要等候神。
But once we know God and know who we are, then we need to wait for God.
啊，等候神就是要依靠神。
So to wait for the Lord means to rely on the Lord.
啊，等候这个期间也是很难受的。
And this waiting period is maybe difficult.
嗯，大家都要等候的经验嘛。
We have all experience.
等飞机啊
，For example, waiting for airlines.
然后飞机一直宣布说啊，你本班什么第几班次的飞机要延误一个小时啊，一个小时以后要再宣布说要延误两个小时啊，到后来要干脆宣布说，哎，飞机坏了，不能够飞。
Sometimes when the airport we get announcements saying it's delayed for 5 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, and finally it's canceled.
哎，那你要等到隔天呢、啊？
Then you have to wait the next day.
那你要重新去订票啊。
Then you have to get another ticket for a flight.
所以这个等候啊，你再重新来重新订票，这是个很痛苦的体验呢、啊。
So this waiting period sometimes is very difficult, very painful.
没有人愿意这样子的。
And not everyone's willing to do this.
可是圣经告诉我们要等候神。
But the Bible tells us we have to wait.
神知道我们等候是一个很不好受的经验呢、啊。
Because God knows waiting is a very difficult experience.
因为那个未来都是未知的，都不知道。
Because we do not know what would happen.
要等到什么时候
？Well, how long do we have to wait?
第一个要等到什么时候，我们不知道。
So how long do we have to wait? We do not know.
第二个，那个机会来以后，对我们是好是不好，我们也不知道。
Because the opportunity that we see before us, we don't know if this is a good opportunity.
什么事情要发生，我们也不知道。
And the future things we do not know what will happen.
但是圣经还是告诉我们要等候神呢。
But here it tells us we have to wait for the Lord.
因为我们已经认识神啊，是全能的神。
Because the Lord we know is all powerful.
他的时间是最好的。
His timing is perfect.
他给我们的方法是最好的。
His method is perfect.
他给我们礼物都是最好的。
His gift is perfect.
他给我们什么礼物
？What gift did he give us？
比如说大卫啊，他说神给他礼物啊。
So David says God gave him gift. What gift?
什么是礼物啊
？What was this gift？
给他信心啊。
Gave him faith.
有信心就能够克服一切困难。
And with faith, you can overcome all obstacles.
所以这边说要等候。
So here it says, wait on the Lord.
那雅各书那边记载有三种的等候。
So in the book of Jacob says, James says, wait for.
雅各书第五章哈。
James chapter five.
那边我们很熟，就不要念了，因为时间关系。我说雅各书第五章里面有三种的等候。
So James chapter five tells us to wait, wait to be patient for.
第一种等候是农夫的等候。农夫 farmer
One is being patient, like the farmer.
农夫呢，他撒种以后就要等候收成了。So
for example, a farmer goes out and sows, and he has to wait.
因为你总是一定要等啊，你非等不可啊。Because
you have no choice but to wait.
你要等几个月以后才会收成啊。After
several months, and you have a sprout.
这是我们已经知道的。
This is what we know.
所以好像你学生现在很辛苦啊，你要读书啊，你要考试啊，很辛苦啊。So
for example, a student who's studying right now is very difficult for them.
啊，你知道啊，很辛苦啊，但是你等到这个时间过去以后，你就可以上班了。And
you may face hardship in your studies, but afterwards you know that you'll be working.
啊，上班的也是很辛苦啊。And
working has hardship as well.
我们大家谁愿意去上班？我看在家里面休息最好啊，是不是？I
think everybody will be nice if everyone can stay at home.
可是你不去上班的话，那个房子怎么去付啊？But
if you do not work, then we know we have more.
贷款怎么去付？So
how do we pay?
啊，你不去上班，以后怎么样退休金呢？Then
if you don't work, then where is our retirement fund?
啊，你一定要是上班才以后的这些收成啊。So
that's why when we work, we plan to.
啊，这个是我们已经知道的。And
this is what we know.
啊，虽然是很辛苦。Although
it's full of hardships.
但是我们也是要去做，去等。But
we pursue and we wait.
别无选择了。We
have no choice.
那第二种的等候。And
second waiting.
就是先知的等候。It's
a waiting of the apostles.
那先知都要受苦啊。Because
the apostles, disciples, they encounter
suffering. 你看神告诉以西结书说，以西结哈，说你要向左边侧卧几天，要向右边侧卧几天都不能动。晚上在睡觉的时候，你一定要向右边还是向左边啊？ 要一直保持这个姿势啊，每天晚上做这样子390天呢。So
God told Ezekiel that he cannot move to, he had to stray in one side.
我请问大家，我们中间哪一个人啊？睡觉的时候都是一个姿势，不会变化的，有没有这样？请举手。你睡觉有没有？Can
anyone sleep on their one side for such a long time?
同样保持一个姿势，从 晚上睡到早上有没有这样子的？请举手。Can
anyone can
没有，对不对？
Sleep in the right
side. 他是会换的哈。 啊，你看神告诉先知不能动，But
God told the prophet
连续390天，哇，太辛苦了。For
390 days, you have to sleep in this one position.
啊，但是他要当先知，对不对？But
he's a prophet.
他也可以选择说，主哦，不要当先知。He
says, oh, he could have said, I don't want to be this prophet.
他可以说不要啊。He
could have said no.
所以他明明知道苦啊，他明明是知道苦的，但是他可以选择。He
understands the hardship, and he also had a choice.
但是他还是选择要。
But he still considered, he still wanted, he still did it.
忍耐等候啊,
because he was waiting on the Lord.
这他自愿的,
and this is out of his own free will.
第二种的等候是自愿的,
and it's out of the free will that they waited.
我们在等候主的同时，我们很辛苦啊,
because we know that waiting for the Lord is very, it's difficult.
有个姐妹啊，到年纪大，大概到40几岁啊,
there's a sister when,
才要怀孕生一个女孩,
when your sister, when she was around 40, that's when she had her
啊，那高龄产妇这个很危险的。And
we know that it's very dangerous for the body at this age to bear children.
所以她在怀孕的时候必须要去做什么那个什么？哎，对，完了穿模，就是说婴孩有没有问题啊？那个什么子宫穿模穿刺啊？So
when she was pregnant, they would do different tests and ultrasounds to see if she was okay for the baby too.
啊，这个。 你去做 test 以后呢，要等一个时间，医生才会告诉你。
And after the test, you have to wait a certain time until the doctor tells you the result.
其实不是很久，大概几天，大概两三天就知道答案。
It may take 2 or 3 days for the doctor.
这两三天对他讲还是几年一样哦。But
for during these 2 or 3 days for her, it seems like years.
哦，她很难等啊。She
was impatient.
在等的时候很紧张。And
she was very anxious when she was waiting.
所以很苦啊。And
it's very difficult.
那我们看先知在等的时候，等神的旨意，神的旨意不知道怎么办呢？
So for apostles, they were indecisive. We wait. When is God's timing?
但是还是要等啊。But
they have to still wait.
因为他是自愿，他要当先知啊。Because
for example, like the prophet, he wants to be a prophet, so you have to wait.
那第三种。And
third waiting.
啊，就是约伯的忍耐。
Just like the waiting of patience of Job.
约伯的等候，哈。The
waiting of Job.
那约伯他是不知道神的旨意是什么，他是不知道啊，什么事情都不知道。Because
Job did not know what the will of God is.
我们说第一种农夫他是知道啊，他知道要说，总说等候几个月啊。And
the first waiting, we said the farmer knows how long it's going to take for that to grow.
第二个是先知，他现在他要受苦，他知道啊。And
the second is apostles were suffering, they knew why they were suffering.
但是他顺服神的旨意啊。And
they were under the will of God.
他甘愿自己这样子去受苦啊！And
they're willing to suffer for God like this.
啊，第三种是约伯的忍耐。But
the third waiting is Job's waiting.
因为他不知道神的旨意，到底是要做什么，怎么让我受苦啊？And
he did not know why he was suffering.
他不知道。He
did not know why.
所以有时候我们碰到一些困难，我们也是不知道什么原因呢？Sometimes
when we encounter difficulty, we don't know why we're going through these.
啊，也是要忍耐等候啊。But
we have to wait on the Lord.
所以以赛亚书的40章。 31节才告诉我们，那等候的必重新得力。
So in Isaiah 40:31 tells those who wait on the Lord, their strength will be renewed.
所以雅各书第五章也是一样告诉我们，那等候神的有好的结局呀。
So James chapter 5 tells us that when we wait, when we have patience, it has good results.
有什么好的结局呢？
What good results?
他们必如鹰啊，展翅上腾。
That they will be able to overcome.
展翅上腾飞到天空中，又是另外一片的天空了。
And there will be just like eagles flying in the air.
啊、另外一边的境界不一样的新的境界新的环境新的享受
and they'll be in a new environment and they'll be in a new environment、
啊、新的自由
and a new freedom、
啊、新的喜乐
and a new joy
新的未来
and a new future
说他们、啊、奔跑、啊、却不困倦行走却不疲乏
so that's why they will not be a weak or weary
重新得力以后
And this is after they have received strength.
奔跑啊，不会困倦的。
So when they run, they will not be worried.
我们的生活就好像在奔跑。
And our life is just like this race, running.、
哦、你看，有些是妈妈们啊，你看，嚯、哦，跑来跑去啊，买菜、煮菜，要煮菜啊，以后要清厨房，要做什么家事，很忙碌的。
You see the mom so busy, they're buying groceries, they're cleaning the house, they're doing chores and errands.
那当先生的出去外面上班也是很辛苦的。
And husbands, they're very, they work all day long.
忙忙碌碌。
Everyone's busy.
就好像在跑一样啊。
It's just like running.
啊，虽然说人生啊是非常忙碌的。
So our life, we are very busy.
但是我们重新得力。
But once we renew strength,
我们靠着主。重新得力
We rely on God and we renew our strength.
就在那么忙碌的生活，我们不会困倦。
And in our busy life, we will not be worried.
因为我们心中有盼望啊。
Because in our heart we have hope.
我们已经像老鹰啊，飞在空中的。
Well, like this eagle, we will soar above the skies.
我们不受这个世界物欲的影响。
And we'll be not affected by this corrupt world.
我们说要聚会，我们就能够去聚会啊。
So when we can say we want to go to service, you can.
有的人、啊、被电脑绑住了、啊。
We know some who are controlled by.
有的人被电视机绑住了、啊。
Or they're hindered by different things.
有的人、啊、被报纸绑住了、啊。
Or they're hindered by the newspaper.
有的人被咖啡绑住了、
啊。Or the
在家里面享受了、
啊。Or they're at home enjoying.
有时候来聚会，哎，这个直到今天有聚会，他们起不来呀、
啊。And when you say, "Oh, today's your service," they'll not be able to get up and go.
他就不能够享受在主里的快乐。
And they're not able to receive this joy in Christ.
他飞不起来
They are not able to fly.
行走却不疲乏
And here it says they shall run and not be worried.
行走说我们做什么事情呢？我们做任何事情都不疲乏的
It says those who walk and not be faint. So when what we do, we will not be faint.
因为在主里我们要喜乐
Because in the Lord we have joy.
以主为乐
Because joy, God is our joy.
所以我们重新得力
So we have to renew our strength.
我们人生有更美好的目标可以跑
You have a very beautiful goal in front of us.
像鹰一样啊，展翅上腾像导鹰一样、
oh, just like the eagle
我们就不会觉得困倦疲乏
so we will not be worried or faint
我们在属灵的层次也不会疲乏
so in our spiritual life we will not be worried or faint
我们在精神层次也不会疲乏
so in the things we do we will not be worried or faint
我们在肉体的层次也不会疲乏
in our bodies we will not be worried or faint
我们靠主、啊、得力
because we will rely on God to renew our strength
再唱诗
let's sing him
146首
146